This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. AT&T has alerted emergency responders in Colorado of potential problems with their customers being able to call 911. Several county sheriff's offices have issued social media warnings regarding the issue, saying the outage was created by this week's heavy snowfall. If AT&T cell phone users are having trouble reaching 911, they're asked to try calling from a Wi-Fi connection until the outage is resolved. The wet, heavy snow that hit Colorado this week is great news for the state's snowpack. That's what supplies our water when it melts each spring. Greg Hevener is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service.
Oh, it puts, you know, several more inches within the snowpack areas in Colorado, the headwaters of the Arkansas and the Rio Grande, you know, even the South Platte. So now we're above where we typically are in mid-March when it comes to our snowpack across the high country. So this is a great storm for that purpose.
For this storm, Hevener estimates that 10 inches of snow equals about 1 inch of water. And as you dig out from the snowstorm, why did some parts of Colorado get inches and others got feet of snow? Hevener says location, location, location.
So this was a completely upslope driven storm. The farther removed you were from the foothills and mountains, the less snow you received.
For example, Denver's official measurement at the airport was just under 6 inches of snow, while Aspen Springs and Gilpin County got 65 inches. That's more than 5 feet. Hevener says it took several hours longer for the rain to turn to snow further east. This is CPR News. Stay with us. It's 5:06.